today's daf was fully loaded. There's so much here. But as it relates to rate, two ha'aras. One ha'ara is something that we've spoken about in the past, but the ein beis medrash b'lay chiddush. The second ha'ara is very much a davar chadash. And that is, the Gemara mentioned that there was a machloikis tanoim, whether Yerushalayim was nischalka l'shvatim, or Yerushalayim was loy nischalka l'shvatim. On the one hand, we have a braisa, a well-known braisa, that says, ma hoye b'chelkoi shal Yehuda, harabayis, the lishkois, the azores. What was b'chelkoi shal binyamin? The ulam, the heichal, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, clearly implying that Yerushalayim was Neschalka L'Shvatim. In fact, not only was Yerushalayim Neschalka L'Shvatim, but even the Makam HaMikdash was Neschalka L'Shvatim. On the flip side, we have a braisa that says, Ein Maskirim Batim B'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to lease a property in Yerushalayim. You own it, you think you own it, but really Yerushalayim lay Neschalka L'Shvatim, and as a result, you wouldn't be able to lease it. Either Golem would come, good opportunity to make a few dollars, doesn't matter. Ein maskirim batim b'Yerushalayim. The Gemara also brought a machlokes tanaim, whether the laws of nigei batim apply to Yerushalayim or don't apply to Yerushalayim. What is the Tali in the Gemara said? B'may kamiflagi vasa de machlokes, whether Yerushalayim was neschalka l'shvatim or whether Yerushalayim was loy neschalka l'shvatim. So just to talk out one ha'ara related to this machlokes, and we're going to back up a little bit with Raid again that we've spoken about many times in the past. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tzitzis, this is an Erech Chaim Simen Chaf Aleph Siv Cotton Beis. He brings a tremendous chiddush from the Arizal. He says, V'kosav Ari, the Arizal said, that even though we know that the mitzvah of Tzitzis is a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama, it's a mitzvah that we observe during the day, but it's not a mitzvah that we observe at night. It says a Re'isa Moisai. During the day, that's a time that people could see. It's light outside. That's when there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. But at night, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. But the Arizal said that al pi soid, a person should wear tzitzis at night. Not only a person should wear tzitzis at night, here's the punchline, al pi soid, a person should sleep in his tzitzis. So even though you would think sleep in your tzitzis, the Arizal said, al pi soid, a person should sleep in his tzitzis. And the Arizal brought a raya. He brought a raya from a Gemara, Mesechtes Menachis, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says, Tanu Rabbanan, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shesiviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs. Klai Yisrael are so beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just give us mitzvahs, but he surrounded us by mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs are we surrounded by? We have tefillin b'rashayim, we have tefillin on our heads. Once upon a time, people wore tefillin the whole day. U tefillin b'zorayim, we have tefillin on our arm. V'tzitzis b'bigdayim, we wear tzitzis on our beged. U mezuzah l'pischayim, and we have mezuzahs on our doorposts. V'aleim avar davin, and it's regarding these seven things. Tefillin shal roish, one. Tefillin shal yad, two. The four corners of the tzitzis, that's six. And the mezuzah is seven. David HaMelech said, Sheva bayoyim hil al ticha al mishpatei tzedkecha. What was the seven that David HaMelech is praising HaKadosh Baruch for? It's these seven things. Says the Gemara, when David HaMelech entered the base of Merchitz, and this was when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul. He's a fugitive. Shaul wanted to kill him. So he's in the base of Merchitz and he wasn't wearing any clothing. And he saw that he was physically Arim. Omar, he said, Oy li, woe is to me. I'm not just physically Arim, but right now I'm Arim and I'm mitzvahs. I'm not wearing tefillin. I'm not wearing tzitzis. I don't have any mitzvahs. And he was very, very worried. When he remembered Brismila, he had Yishuv Adas. After David HaMelech left the Beis Merchitz, Amar Aleh Shira, he sang Shira, Shenemar, Lam Natseach, Alashminis, Mizmar LeDavid, Al Mila Shenitna Bishmini. What was he referring to? He was referring to the Brismila Shenitna Bishmini, or in this Gemara, also it's like an eighth thing. Meaning there's the tzitzis, there's the tefillin, there's the mezuzah, that's the Sheva Bayoim, but there's also the Brismila. But either way, David HaMelech is standing in Beis Merchitz. He's very afraid. The reason he was afraid is because he was running away from Shaul. He understood he was being hunted right now, and he felt like he was in a tremendous matzav of sakana. What's he going to do? He's not surrounded by his mitzvahs that he usually has. But kivin sheniske b'milo, when he remembered the bris milo, nesiash v'daita, he had yishuv adas. So the Arizal said, I don't understand. David HaMelech's running away from Shaul. He was fine. But he enters a Beis Merchitz somewhere along the way. He's Arum, and now he realizes that he's in trouble. Till he was Niska B'mila, and then it was Nisyash V'daitai. So the Arizal says, I don't understand. Every single night when David HaMelech went to sleep, he didn't have his tefillin, and he didn't have his tzitzis. So he wasn't surrounded by mitzvahs. So if he wasn't surrounded by mitzvahs, Freik, the Arizal. So why wasn't he worried at night? It sounds like one time when he was running away, he entered the Beis Merchitz, and that's when he got scared. Every night he should have been afraid. So the Arizal said, you see clearly from here that when David HaMelech went to sleep, he was surrounded by mitzvahs. Which mitzvah was he surrounded by? He was surrounded by tzitzis. So said the Arizal, this is a raya that al pi soid al koponim, a person is supposed to sleep in his tzitzis. So the Magen Avraham quotes this Arizal, and then he says, v'dvarav divrei kabbalah. What the Arizal is saying is divrei kabbalah, and as a result, mekabel. There's no question we're going to be mekabel what the Arizal said. Avaladin, however, if the Arizal meant to prove his halacha from this Gemara in Mesechtes Menachos Yesh Tshuva, then I would think, yeah, I'm not thinking what the Arizal said, the Magen Avraham, because I know the Arizal's Torah is Mesaira, and it's Kabbalah, and I'm not arguing. But the Arizal brought a raya, and because he brought a raya, we have a right now to sit and do what we do, which is discuss that raya of the Arizal. And if the Arizal's raya was, because why was David HaMelech not worried every night? Oh, Yesh Tshuva, why? Because the Yesh Loimar, because you can say, the Belayla al kol panim hoyla mezuzah bepischai, because at night, when David HaMelech went to sleep, you want to know where was the mitzvah? He was surrounded by the mezuzah. Sheva b'yoyin hilal ticha. You have the tzitzis, you have the tefillin, and you have the mezuzah. Every night when he went to sleep, he had a mezuzah. But now he was in a Beis Merchitz. A Beis Merchitz doesn't have a mezuzah. And because he was in a Beis Merchitz and the Beis Merchitz doesn't have a mezuzah, that's why he was afraid now. So the Arizal said, why wasn't David HaMelech afraid every night? Oh, must be. The reason he wasn't afraid is because he had tzitzis. Said the Magen Avraham, no. Im ledin yesh tshuva. I can argue with that. I could say the reason he wasn't afraid at night is because he had a mezuzah. And because he had a mezuzah, that's why he wasn't afraid. Now he's in a Beis Merchitz. In a Beis Merchitz, he doesn't have a mezuzah, and it's for that reason he's afraid. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Shailos HaTshuvos, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simen Tes, it's at the end of a tshuva, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that l'chayra, I don't understand. He says, if the Magen Avraham is right, that the reason David HaMelech wasn't worried at night when he was sleeping is because he had a mezuzah, l'chura, when David HaMelech was in the Beis Merchitz, he also had the mezuzah. What, now that he's in the Beis Merchitz, he doesn't have the mezuzah? He still has the mezuzah bepischai. So he still had a mitzvah. And being that he still had a mitzvah, so freik Reb Kiva Eger, then memonav shach. What difference was there between when he was home and the mezuzah was al pischai versus when he was in the Beis Merchitz and the mezuzah was al pischai? Now, Pasha, you could say, it's not so much the mitzvah. It's more the fact that he's surrounded by the mitzvah. That's a good ha'ara. But as I freaked Rabbi Kiva Eger, so says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think it's muchach in this Magen Avraham a gevaldige chiddush, that the only time a person's mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah is when he's physically in his house and the mezuzah is there where he can mamash kish the mezuzah. But when a person's not in his house, even though he has a house and there's a mezuzah al pischai, at that time he's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. Does state in the Magen Avraham. Because the Magen Avraham timed that maybe the reason David HaMelech always was okay, it was because of the mezuzah. L'chayra, if it was because of the mezuzah, he had the mezuzah even when he was in the Beis Merchitz. Or the Torah says he didn't have the mezuzah when he was in the Beis Merchitz. What do you mean? But he did have the mezuzah. Oh, must be an amakim the mitzvah unless you're in your house. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if this is what it says in the Magen Avraham, and this is Rabbi Kiva Eger talking, it's clear to me, thus made the Magen Avraham. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I want to say a very big chiddush. If a person leaves his house, you leave your house in the morning, you come home at night, l'chayra, you walk into your house, you should have to make another bracha. You should have to make a bracha on your mezuzah. You're going to say, what do you mean? You have to make a bracha on mezuzah? Sukkah Reb Kiva Eger, if a person sitting in a sukkah on sukkah, he leaves the sukkah, he comes home 4 hours later, he sits down in the sukkah, you make another leisha basukkah? Let's say someone's wearing a tzitzis. You make a bracha in the morning, al mitzvah tzitzis. Then you take off your tzitzis for whatever reason. You put it on a bunch of hours later. You're going to make another bracha, unless you had das, maybe. But even then, if a certain amount of time passes, could be das is not even going to help. Of course, you're going to have to go ahead now and make another bracha. So you see that if a person is doing a mitzvah, and then there's a hefsek rav in the mitzvah, then when you do it again, you should, it's a zok Reb Kiva Eger, person leaves his house for 3 days, he comes back, it's poshit, you should have to make another bracha, and now he's mesayim, v'tzarech iyan ledina. I'm not sure, could be. I can't tell you for sure not. V'tzarech iyan ledina, every time you walk into your house, you start clapping mezuzahs again. I don't have to clap it, but you have to make the bracha. As a zok Reb Kiva Eger says, tzarech iyan ledina. But the bottom line is, the Arizal, as quoted by the Magen Avraham, said a gevaldige chiddush. His chiddush was that when a person is sleeping, al pi soid anyways, you're supposed to wear a talis. And you're supposed to wear your tzitzis. And what was his makar? His makar was the Gemara Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Because you see, David HaMelech, when he was in the Beis Merchitz, he realized that he was Arim in HaMitzvahs, and it was at that time that he got very, very scared. Why? Because he didn't have any mitzvahs. It's mashma. Up until that point, he felt comfortable because he knew he was surrounded by mitzvahs. What was the mitzvah that he had every night? He wasn't wearing his tefillin. He wasn't wearing his tzitzis. What mitzvah did he have? Oh, must be he was wearing his tzitzis. So said that Arizal, this is a raya that you must have tzitzis. Oh, but the kasha is a great sakasha. The kasha, Freit Amogad Avram, is what do you mean? Maybe every night he had a mezuzah. Good, what Kvega says, then he should have had the mezuzah, even the base merchitz. Oh, but that's the Amogad Avram's kasha. Freit Amogad Avram, what happened to the fact that he had his mezuzah? The Chassam Sofer, in his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch, right here in Eruch Chaim, Simu Chaf Aleph, on this Magen Avram. So it says, the Chassam Sofer, that it could be the Magen Avram's kasha, and really the teretz that you'll be forced to say, is a raya to something that the Ramah says in Hilchis, Mezuzah, and Simen Reish Peivav. The Ramah says as follows, that a cheder, a room, that ish v'isha yeshenim, so if there's a room that a man and a woman sleep in, a room like that is chayim b'mezuzah. Abu v'yesh makilim, says the Rama. There are those that argue, and they say the bechol makim shenoshim shoychvois potem b'mezuzah. That any place that women sleep is potem b'mezuzah. There's really no chayim b'mezuzah. So it says the Chassam Sofer. Maybe this is the Teretz. Maybe this kasha and maybe that Rizal held like this yesh makilim that the Rama brings in Yeridei Simin Reish Peivav Sivkot and Beis. That a makim that ish v'isha yeshenim. Ooh, mishamshim sham. A place like that is chayim is potem mezuzah. And if a place like that is potem mezuzah, so he says maybe the room that David HaMelech slept in was a room that was potem mezuzah. And because it was potem mezuzah, so he says it's for that reason. He says it's for that reason that maybe there was no taina. Because being that it was potem mezuzah, so it's for that reason there was no mezuzah. So what was the Magen Avraham's kasha? What happened to the mezuzah? The teretz is there's aloch of a cheder she anoshim v'noshim yishenim u'meshamshim sham is potem and a mezuzah. So there was taka no mezuzah. So if there was no mezuzah, so it's for that reason this aloch wouldn't have been a geyer. Then the Chassam Sofer says something else. He says, what about the Shas Tashmish? David HaMelech at that point should have been afraid because L'chaira then he was for sure Arum. And if that's the case, what was the mitzvah that he had? So he says, maybe this is a raya to something that Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in the Siddur Yavitz that al pi soid yesh l'shamish mitosay melubish betalas katan. And just like the Rizal said, you're supposed to sleep in a talas katan, Rabbi Yaakov Emden said a person's supposed to be meshamish mitosay betalas katan as well. So it comes out he was an Arum. So the Chassam Sofer that even though I think this is a starker raya to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, abiyesh litchos, because it could be being that oina itself is a mitzvah, so it could be at that point he was being mekayim a mitzvah. David was never worried when he was being mekayim a mitzvah. He was worried he's not being mekayim a mitzvah and he's orim in a mitzvah. That's when he was concerned. So he's standing in the base merchus, he's not doing a mitzvah and he's orim in a mitzvah, so therefore he was worried. But over here it's b'shas oina, and being that it's b'shas oina, the oina guf is a mitzvah. Either way, this is fascinating, great. As I state in Agoyis Chassam Sofer, right here in Eruch Chaim, Simin Chaf Aleph. But in base medrash b'lo chiddush, I saw a beautiful mahalach to answer the Magen Avram's kasha in the Chavatzelis Ashorin, and it's very much related to today's daf. And that is, we had in today's daf a machlekes whether Yerushalayim was neschalke b'shvatim or whether Yerushalayim was loy neschalke b'shvatim. Now, what was in a gay in today's daf? Number one, nikkei batim. Right? That's pretty obscure. It was also in a gay, the halach is of whether you're allowed a lease property in Yerushalayim, the either regolim, a maskirim, based on this idea of Yerushalayim being maybe loy neschalkel l'shvatim. But the truth is another nafgamino, whether Yerushalayim was neschalkel l'shvatim or loy neschalkel l'shvatim. There's a Gemara Masech Tes Yuma Daf Yiral from the base. The Gemara where they bring the machlokes remain the chachamim, whether a beis hakneses is chayiv and mezuzah or not. You have to clap a mezuzah on a beis haknesi. You'd say, of course. That's not so pashut. It's machloikis remain the chacham. You'd aleph on the beis on the bottom. You'd beis hamar aleph on the top. It's a whole sugi. In fact, our sugi that we have over here, if today's daf felt familiar, it's because we learned parts of it in Yuma Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara brings the whole Binyamin, Chayfev Alav Kalayim, Ritzua Achas Hoysiyotis, Michal Kosho Yehud, Venechnesis Lachal Kosho B'yom. Right, this is all mentioned over in Yuma Yud Beis. Now, Yuma Yud Beis is discussing not Nigei Batim. It's discussing the laws of Mezuzah. Shar Nikner, yeah, Mezuzah, no Mezuzah. Right, that's what's being discussed in that sugya. We're discussing the laws of Mezuzah. And what's Mavur in that Gemara is that Hilchis Mezuzah mirrors Hilchis Nigei Batim. As different as these two in Yonam are, but at the same time, they mirror each other. And just like there's a tenai of Eretz Achuzaschem when it comes to the laws of Nigei Batim, the same is true with regards to the laws of Mezuzah. Which means, if you hold that Yerushalayim was loy neschalkel l'shvatim, there would be no chiyuv mezuzah in Yerushalayim. So what do we paskin? Do we paskin that Yerushalayim was neschalkel l'shvatim? Or was it loynes chalkul shvatim? The Rambam in Hilchas Beis Abchira, this is in Perek Zayin, it's Halacha Yudal, the Rambam talks about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim mekudeshes misharu ayorais. Yerushalayim is more kaddish than all the other cities in Eretz Yisrael. And it's a long Rambam, and he goes through a bunch of examples of where it's chal and manifest the fact that Yerushalayim is more kedusha. And then at the very, very end, says the Rambam, ve'ina bayis nechlat ba. There's no laws of nechlat in Yerushalayim. Ve'ina metamim benegav. There's no nigei batim in Yerushalayim. Ve'ina nasis in anidachas. Yerushalayim can't become an ir anidachas. Ve'ina mevi egla rufa. And there's no egla rufa in Yerushalayim. You know why? Lefi shalay neschalkul shvatim. So the Rambam paskins Yerushalayim was lay neschalkul shvatim. If Yerushalayim was lay neschalkul shvatim, it comes that Yerushalayim is not chayiv and mezuzah. Where did David HaMelech live? David HaMelech lived in Ir David. Ir David's in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. David HaMelech lived in Yerushalayim. If he lived in Yerushalayim, and Lamando Am Yerushalayim was Leinus Chalkul L'Shvatim, so it comes out that David HaMelech's house wasn't Chayv and Mezuzah. If he wasn't Chayv and Mezuzah, it's Meyushev the Magen Avram's Kasha. Freit the Magen Avram. What do you mean David HaMelech has a Mezuzah? He doesn't have a Mezuzah. He lives in Yerushalayim. Shalayim's Potter from Mezuzah. He doesn't have a Mezuzah in his house. He doesn't have a Mezuzah of Kivegas Kasha, what he's in the base of Merchit. But what about now? He lives in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was Leinus Chalkul L'Shvatim. There's no Chayv Mezuzah. And even if he has it, maybe he's an Eina Mitzvah. I don't know. Maybe he's not even an Eina Mitzvah if you own Yerushalayim is Lein Eschalkul Shvatim. It's excluded from the laws of Mezuzah. But the point is no Mezuzah because Yerushalayim is Lein Eschalkul Shvatim. If Yerushalayim is Lein Eschalkul Shvatim, so it's not going to be negated.